पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। नमो महावदन्नाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नाम्ने गौरविषये। Honorable devotees, respectable ladies and gentlemen, brothers and sisters, and children also, I am feeling so fortunate to move with you all here in Sanatana Veda Dharma that every day. Maybe it is every day, yes, there is something. Like a week, you are meeting here. All the devoted souls to the love. And I am so happy and also fortunate to meet with you all here. Before I have many programs, but it was my desire to come to Malaysia, Mauritius and South Africa. By the grace of Krishna and the devotee, just now I have got opportunity to come here. Actually, our intention, when we can for the service to the Lord, then everything will take the position of God. Karma, Jnana, Yoga and Bhakti, four processes we can see to satisfy our Lordship. But karma, it is very from lower stage to higher stage can take us. That is, we do not know everything, but we can do something. And when we will do something for the service to Lord, that is auspicious karma, and finally can give us the devotional mood to be love. Sri Krishna said in Srimad Bhagavad Gita, Yat karoshi yadas nasi, yat juhoshi dadasi yat, yat tavasyasi pamanteya, tat kusya marapalam. That is, we have feeling, feelings and thinking. We are eternal jiva soul. We must do something. When we are covered by the mental body and illusion of Mahamaya, there we cannot do everything properly. And reaction always coming to us. You know the greatest scientist, the Newton's third law. To every action there is equal and opposite reaction. The karma giving that kind of result to us. And Bhagavan said, you must do something, otherwise you cannot stay. That is, you have the existence, and that is eternal. And there are three qualities you are always holding, that willing, feeling and thinking. And which way you will stand by as material material, you know, you get a job or anything. Anyhow, who not will move? I do not know in good English. anyhow, the jaro padartha jisko bolta hai, wo to nahi move karta hai, immovable. But chetan always mutable. And chetan must do something. That is the nature of chetan. If he can do good and will get chance to do something good, then good result will come. And when Chetan will do something bad, what? That's also bad result will come to him. But it must will come to him. Anyhow, that Krishna said, when you do, do for myself, yat karosi jadasnasi, yat juhosi dadasi jat. Your all activity, when you can dedicate to me, then you not will be responsible for that. All responsibility will come to me, and what will come to me, that immediate will get a very transcendental auspicious form. You know, these flowers, when we are put it in the lotus feet of the deities or demigods or something, or our Lord, we cannot smash that with our feet. We always taking in our head. It is also matter, it is showing to us. When we are walking, there is many grasses in the way, but we are not doing care. But when that Durba ghas, we are taking and offering to the Saraswati or Lakshmi Devi or some deity, and then we are taking in our head. Immediate it is getting nature of transcendental and very auspicious for the jiva soul. And Krishna said, when you will do something, do for me, all your account you can open in my name. Then you have no responsibility for inauspicious anything. A policeman, when running behind few dacoits, if he will kill any dacoits or any innocent person also, government will be responsible for that. But that man will be rewarded by the government, that police. But killing someone, it is heavy punishment will come. Hanging, that is punishment in India. If you will kill someone, you will get that punishment, hanging. But when, from the side of government, policeman with uniform, he is a government man. And all responsibility taken by the government. Like that, you can stay in Grihastasram, or Brahmachari ashram, or Vanprastha or Sannyas ashram, any ashram you can stay. Also, without ashram you can stay. You may not follow the rules and regulations, many, so many, and who is following? Actually, in this Kali Yuga, all the rules and regulations already broken by the Kali. Only here is the form of religion living within consciousness. And Supremely, it is, we can say, it is Krishna consciousness. I am very happy to see here the position of the deities. Many demigods, they are living way here in Virajita. Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna here worshipped like Supreme Personality of God. And this is our Vedic culture. Everything going to the highest level, but we are not everybody living in the highest level. And for ourselves necessary, some consideration, like educational world. First, we are crossing the primary section, then secondary section, then we are getting college life, then the university life. The students are many stages. Even who is very bad, for him also much opportunity given this Vedic knowledge and culture. We can see in Srimad Bhagavatam 1 sloka, then you will understand. Loke babaya mikshamadya seva nittastu jantor nahitatra chodana bhavastiti ste subhivaha yagvam suyagrahe idasu nivritti nishta. When randomly wants to walk, that is not agreeable by the Vedic culture. And they are giving some opportunity to them. They don't go random. They come in some of systematic way. You want to live a family life, but not go in random way. You come loke babaya mishamatya seva. Babaya means vibaho. Through the marriage, you get some systematic life. Amishamudya, Mother Kali, you know, some of the followers of Mother Kali, they are offering the goats, etc. And what for? They cannot leave their low ingredients. No? Griefs. They cannot leave the griefs. Then they will try to get some meat, etc. But they have also given them some opportunity. If you cannot leave your grief, at least you go to Mother Kali and offer her. Then you take prasada. This way, loke babaya vishamanta seva, nittastu jantur nahi prachodana. So in a Vedic culture and Vedic knowledge, everything taking us from the down step to higher level. That is the from plane of exploitation. We are living now from here to plane of dedication. In the middle we can see that Mukti, we heard the name of Mukti Devi. That is like marginal plane. And we can say it is like abscissa, marginal plane. There, up to that we can go very hard, try. But there our everything, if we will go finish level, that is very sad position actually. We are the chetan, we have some properties, thinking properties, willing properties, feeling properties. Why we shall leave that property in the level of abscissa, equilibrium? When we will get chance to cross over that position, and it is stated in the scriptures that through the bhakti yoga we can cross over that position of equilibrium, then we will try through our bhakti yoga to go highest level, that is plane of dedication. And where we shall open an account in the transcendental world. Then all the account will merge there. And that is the Vedic knowledge. Very summarily, we can say that we are all living in the plane of exploitation, but that is, we have eternal existence, then we have chance to play as a good player in this level, and we will get help from the upper level. And that is the super knowledge, Vedic knowledge, transcendental knowledge. And that's coming down to the God's incarnation. From many demigods also, they are giving that knowledge to us, distributing that knowledge in this mundane world, and also associates of the Lord. That's called sadhu. Sadhu, guru, Vaishnava, in the form it is coming down the transcendental knowledge in this mundane world. If we try to get some connection with that world, easily we can proceed through our mood of devotion. And devotion can give it. You know, Kriteja Thayate Vishnu, Predayam Jagato Mukhi, Dabole Puritur Jayam, Kalunta Parikipuna. Every yugas have some opportunity to take the benefit. And in Kritajuga means Satya Yuga, there are one kind of Mahamantra we have, yad Narayana Paraveda, Narayana Parakshara, Narayana Paramuktir, Narayana Paragati in Satya Yuga. That is the Mahamantra. In Treta Yuga, Rama Narayana Ananta Mukunda Mukta Sudana, Krishna Keshava Kamsari, Hare Vaikuntha Bhavana, chanting His name and glorifying the Lord, this way we can get super benefit. That is the Yuga Dharma. In Dhapur Yuga, Hare Murare Madhukaita Bhare, Gopala Govinda Mukunda Sauri, Jagyesha Narayana Krishna Vishnu, Nirastrayan Manja Vadishavakta, this is the Mahamantra. Dhapur Yuga and Kali Yuga Mahamantra, you know everybody, that is Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All the religion in this mundane world, maybe that is Christianity or Mohammedanism or Buddhism or any kind of religion, but everywhere you will see the chanting the glory, chanting the name, it is present. They are chanting name of the Christ or name of the Allah or Buddha. But our Vedic culture, it is telling the Mahamantra in this age of Kali Yuga, and that is Hare Krishna Mahamantra. And Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev, his preaching about the Mahamantra, and that is, we are following. And it is stated in the scriptures, described in the many hires of the scriptures, especially in Srimad Bhagavatam, Brahmanda Puran, Padma Puran, Srimad Bhagavad Gita, every hire. The Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Yo Kevalam. Follow Nasteva, Nasteva, Nasteva Gatirandaka. No other alternative without chanting the Hare Krishna Mahamantra. You can do anything or everything, but you must will get some connection with the generated light. Then bulb must be shined in your home, that is in your body or mental body, you can say anything. Then this is Kali Yuga. It is very important to chant the glories and name of Lord. That means we cannot properly worship the Lord, and there is our much deficiency of mental body and much deficiency of our environment. Everything we can see, and Vedas also stated it, and Srimad Bhagavatam you will see that Kali and the Parikshit Maharaj is meeting in the road and broken three legs of Vimishyam and four legs, but a single leg when stand by one leg, the religion, that's also Kali trying to break. And Parikshit chastised to Kali, why you are breaking this? Kali said, this is my Yuga and it is my work. I shall do. Parikshit said, no. When I am living here, you cannot do this. I am giving some opportunity to stay, but until my death, you cannot acquire or compare this world. This way, Kali also lived there, Dutam, Panam, Priyasuna, Dhakurutam, etc. And after that, Kali will try to get his position in this age. But they are given Lord very good opportunity for the conditioned soul, and that is chanting Hare Krishna Mahamantra. In Srimad Bhagavatam we can see, Kale Dosu Nidhi Rajan Asti Cheko Mahantuna Kirtana Deva Krishna Sram Muktavanna Parantabhi. And last chapter of Srimad Bhagavatam, there also we can see, Yedama Sankirtana Yashya Sarva Papa Punasana Pranama Dukkha Samanam Tangnamami Hari Priyam. The Srimad Bhagavat, last gift and extremely highest gift, gift of Vedavyas, Rishi Vedavyas. It is, we can understand through Bhagavatam and others. The Bhashyam Dharma Sutranam, Bhāruvātta Vinirdana, Gāyatri Bhashyam Koshum, Vedāsthakari brings the Brahma Sutra Bhashya, interpretation of Brahma Sutra, and Mahabharata, what wants to tell, everything inside we will get in the Bhagavatam, that knowledge, and Gayatri Mantra, you know everybody that Gayatri Mantra, and that Gayatri Mantra interpretation, that's in the Bhagavatam. And all the scriptural knowledge, living way, we can see in that Srimad Bhagavatam. About Gita also, you know, many glorifications. And if you believe it, then you must follow that. And if you will follow Srimad Bhagavad Gita, not necessary to follow any, there is everything for the kormis, for the jnanis, for the yogis and for bhakta. Everybody has some food there, and full, pleasant season we can see in Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Ye sarva-dhanam parityajya mamekam saranam vraja ahantam sarva-papetho mukhe-chan mahasya. When we are doing some sacrifice, what we are doing? Fire sacrifice, that is yoga, and we are using the many mantras of Vedic mantras that and offering to the demigods, offering to the gods, offering to the auspicious souls also. But lastly, mantra, what we are using, if we will think, then we can understand what is what. And we are going to finish our fire sacrifice, Mahajagva or Jagva, we are telling lastly this mantra, Jada Sangha Kriya Karma Janata Bhatta Janata Unam Bhavata Tatsadvam Sri Hare Nam Kirtana. What I have done, that may be wrong or not may be wrong. Something must be false is there, that is possible in this quality. But it will fulfill and must give good result through the chanting of Bhagavad Naam. When we are chanting this mantra, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Then through this song, through the chanting, through the eating prasadam, distributing prasadam, and chanting good glorification of the Lord, this is very easy process given our Lord Sri Krishna. And also we can see the murti of Lord Shiva and other God, Sri Ramchandra, none different with Krishna. We consider it that way. Through scripture we can understand Srinathe Janakinathe Chavheda Paramatmani Hanumanji. His slope is that. Yeah. His slope is this. Srinathe Janakinathe Chavheda Paramatmani Tathati Moshadvasya Ramak Kamala Lochana. Maybe your God is very exalted and very beautiful and can give many things. And none different with my Lord, Ramchandra. But I am in the lotus feet of Ramchandra and he is my Lord. This way, his expression. And we know through scriptures that Hanuman is the highest devotee of Lord. And Dasya Bhakti, he is the highest in Dasya Bhakti. Nobody can compete with him. Even Garuda cannot compete. Then we can understand what is what. Everything is systematically organized in Vedas. And all the Vedic knowledge, just the way we can see in the Srimad Bhagavad Gita. Then, if we will follow Srimad Bhagavad Gita and chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra, we will get everything, the transcendental knowledge, the love, beauty, charm of transcendental words, wealth, everything we will get through this, through that. And this is my prayer to you all. I already met with you here, and fortunately it happened, this meeting, very nicely. And when I come here, I heard the sung glories of Ramchandra and Hanuman ji. It is also very good for us and for everybody. And I pay my dandavat all the Vaishnavas and Lord and our friends, everybody. I am inviting to Navadvip, standing invitation, you can say, if you will get chance, you please come to India. But if, I think so, your all connection with India, it is very close connection. And today I heard the country of South African man, and they can go easily to India and can stay so long. Then you have no problem. We have also many centers. Worldwide mission now grown. Sri Chaitanya Sahasrara Math. 50 centers all over the world we have. And everywhere going some glorification, chanting, and seva of the devotees, and also service to poor people, everything. It is, we are organizing as possible by us. But in Vrindavan, in Navadvip, in Puri Dham, Jagannath Puri, I think you have much love for that also. And when you will go there, in India, you can stay in our mosque and without hesitation, there is guest house and everything. And it is my invitation. And I am thankful to you all for giving the opportunity to speak something along to the glories of Lord and the devotees. Nachyasa putra prasyatva asindhu paivacha. Krishna, Krishna. Do you have any question about Krishna consciousness? What I am presenting in front of you, you can do that if it is time to allow.
Maharaj, with your permission, anybody has got anything to ask? We have some time, maybe 5 minutes. Maharaj will try to answer something.
We read in the Bhagavad Gita of the steps that spoke about. The deities are referred to. It says in one interpretation, in the story of Prabhupada's interpretation, that if you face a certain deity, then you will attain the deity. You use that as a springboard. You can either stop at the deity, or you can continue until you reach it. You did mention these steps. Is this the correct interpretation of that?
Mm-hmm. You have mentioned the stages, and in one interpretation, one of those large interpretations, he said, which deity you worship, you will go there. That deity. And you can also use that as a springboard and also go higher. Is this the correct interpretation?
Janti Deva Bhutan Devan, what you are telling. Janti Deva Bhutan Devan, it is Janti Ki. Here we are living, it's called the universe Brahmanda. And Brahmanda, here is 14 stage. Bhut, Bhuva, Sha, Maha, Jala, Tapa, Satya. Look, 7 upstairs and 7 in downstairs. That is tall, atal, vital, tall, atal, vital, patal. Now, bhūr-bhūvaśa mahajanakāpa satya lok, that is 7 stairs up there, but all covered in one brahmānda. Then, if we want to go to heaven, that is called svarga lok, then we will worship their master Indradev and other demigods. Then we will get Sarvaloka easily. Krishna said, Janti Deva Bhutan Devan. Who is worshipping the Devaloka, he is going to Devaloka. Je jatha man prapadvante tans tatipa bhajan maham. I am the giver all the results of all lokas. In Srimad Bhagavati you can see ete chansa kala purusha Krishna stu Bhagavan Swayam. Then Swayam Bhagavan means Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. Also in Brahma Sanghita, very old Sanghita, and their first loka, Ishvaraha Parama Krishna Satchidananda Vigraha Anadir Adir Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. When our destiny will be in the Krishna Loka, then we must try to worship Krishna. And who can give what kind of result? That is described in the Vedas and described in the scriptures also. All the Puranas, many Puranas, Saptik, Rajasik and Tamasik Puran. But if we need to worship and we want to go to the Goloka Vrindavan in the Krishna Loka, their description also given in Brahma Sangita, and that is very suitable and palatable for the jiva soul. There everything is chetan, not only that, with happiness, joyfulness, and ecstasy, charm, beauty, love, everything living with Krishna, we can say. Then our hankering must come for Krishna if we know the real form of Krishna Loka and the form of form and beauty of Krishna. Then our hankering must go there. But it is If in the first stage, if you say to general young boys, they cannot understand that prithivi, that world, it is on. Earth is moving 25,000 miles per hour. The boys cannot believe it. Then scriptures giving some chance, many stages for overcrossing. And Krishna also given that chance to us. But anyway, Krishna, it is described that what you will do, that you can do, you have right to do. But if you want my opinion and decision, I must say, you take shelter into my lotus feet. That is the meaning there. And religion, Vaishnava religion, always giving honor to all religion, and also always giving honor to all jiva souls. Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev said, "Je trinava vishuni chela taroriva saishnuna amanina mahanadena kirtanina sadahari." He can chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra properly, who is very humble, tolerant, and giving honor to others. And why Mahaprabhu said it, we can understand very easily. If you be a humble person and always giving honor to others, and if you will be a tolerant, then your enemy never you will see anywhere. Everybody will be your friend, and happily you can chant Hare Krishna Mahamantra. That is the direction of Mahaprabhu Chaitanya Dev. But Vedic culture always giving some chance to everybody to go to their destiny. But destiny and supreme destiny and super destiny, there is many stages. And who wants to Janti Deva Bhutan Devan, that means who wants to go to Devaloka, Pitri Janti Pitri Bhuta, who wants to go to Pitri Loka, Bhutan Janti Bhutajya, who wants to go to their relatives loka. They can go, to go there is process also. But all results given by me, that is, then thing, then Janti Majja Vinopima. But who is worshipping myself, he is getting super chance. And he said, next sloka, or next, near to next, the Lokad Bhasayate Suryo No Sasanko No Pavaka Jatratta Nani Vattante Paddhama Paramama. Then you will go to Sarvaloka, Kine Punya Makta Lokam Vishanti. Ketan Bhukta Sarvalokam Vishalam, Kine Punya Makta Lokam Vishanti. We know that if we can go to Sarvaloka, we will be happy. But it is that super happiness. When our punya means auspicious piety, piousness will finish, then we will come down again this mortal loka. But Krishna said, jagatta nanivartante tadhama paramamama. But if once you can go to my domain, you not will come back here, and you will get everything there very transcendental and auspicious way. And you will be happy to stay there. If you will think this is your world, that is the wrong. But you are like a child, you need some doll, I am giving some doll to you. But I am always showing to you that part of super religion and Goloka Vrindavan. And this way, description you will get from Srimad Bhagavad Gita and all religious books showing like that. You see, in Christianity, there heavens have some, I met with some fathers in London, and they want to know what is our religion saying and their religion. I trace their religion very nicely. There is most similarity with Vaishnavism and Christianism. We can see they are Christian, they are very humble. Jesus, what said Jesus? That is very humility. Whose humility is there? But when it comes, the position of the heaven, they can go up to heaven, but heaven living within this universe, and that is our concept. Then they are very stunned to hear, they over the heaven something. I told, yes, it is starting in Vaishnava religion. Heaven only, for the time being we can use that a peace station, a transit station. But that is not proper, permanent place to throw some from the heaven. But we can throw from here, this material one. That is, no other possibility to go down from here. Then we can use it as a rocket ground, actually. Springboard, launching pad. We can use this with our senses. Five senses. Some people call it Nasika Jivata. Yes. Indriyani Paranahu, Indriyatva Paramana, Manasutta Parabuddhe, Buddhe Atma Mahanta. Atma always exalted, but we cannot meet with Atma. And why? That explanation is given in Srimad Bhagavatam very nicely. The Nodaraja Rupaschanna, Sajasnabhasitan Kharan, Ahamatya Bhasitaya Sabhasa Purushojata. In the sky, there we can see in the night, there are many clouds are running, but we cannot see the moon. Why? Cloud in the sky, covered moon. But which way we understand? But Atma behind everything, otherwise it not will show their form. If we will tell the fossil Jew, before that consciousness we must give place of consciousness. Otherwise fossil also useless. So everything behind the Atma exalted way living, but we cannot meet and see the Atma. That is, it is covered by illusion as well as, you can say, mental body. That we can take facility from this plane, and it is possible to take facility, but our destiny must be the eternal transcendental service to abode and world, you can say. Jaya Vishwasila Siddhartha Goswami Maharaj Ki Jaya. Now we can chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra.
Just like to... we want to just take this opportunity to thank the members of this Kirimaras itself, the Vedaram Sabha, for affording us the fine privilege and opportunity to raise this particularly our auspicious occasion, and to have Maharaj with us. Once again, on behalf of our Ma, say a very big thank you. And Maharaj wants to do a little bit of chanting before we conclude. And one other hour we have for Sabin here, which will be distributed by Maharaj. And there is another program where Maharaj will be performing the Agnihotra and the Katha, Krishna Katha, on the temple site in Khan Road and Pathi Road, a corner. Please start to attend. There will be very nice prasadam, and there will be more discourse from Maharaj. Maharaj will spend the whole day there, so many people can come and ask some other questions if they like. Hare Krishna. Yeah, so Sunday, this Sunday. Right? Haribol.
Jai Radha Madhava, Jai Kunja.
श्री गुरु महाराज श्री भक्ति रक्षक श्रीधर देव गोस्वामी महाराज की जय।